He can't speak since he had a bad stroke. He's in a wheelchair and he's fed through a tube, so it's a fairly miserable existence. He's now in Norwich Prison, which is more comfortable, I think, than Belmarsh was.
Why are his friends so confident that he'll be released on Valentine's Day?
Well, he has behaved himself inside, which would be difficult for him to do otherwise, I think. And by then he will have served, if you combine the time he spent in prison before he escaped from Wandsworth Jail with the time he spent in custody in both Brazil and Barbados at various stages when he was on the run, and the time he's now been back in prison in Belmarsh and Norwich, that comes to a third, and he's been given an indication that his case is now with the parole board, and his legal team have, I think, been given to understand that that is what you're looking at is a release in early New Year.
Biggs did spend more than three decades on the run in Brazil and Barbados and elsewhere, and there will be those, I suppose, who will say that he should stay in prison.
I don't think there'll be a particularly vociferous crowd wanting him to stay inside. I think there's a feeling that he's a broken old man now. He's very nearly 80, and prisons are very overcrowded, and I think people might feel that there's other prisoners who are doing shorter sentences than that for much graver crimes.
And he's the last of the great train robbers to be still inside.
He is. Most of the others, a lot of the others are dead. Charlie Wilson was murdered. Buster Edwards committed suicide. Others have died in car accidents and natural causes. The most prominent one, Bruce Reynolds, is still around. He was the person who masterminded the whole plot. He's written a couple of books on the case, and he's still very much on the scene. But certainly most of the others have either departed society or departed this life.
It's more than 45 years since the great train robbery. I mean, just remind us, Duncan, why that crime has loomed so large in the public's imagination.
I think it was mainly to do with the enormous sentences that they got. It was a very audacious crime. It was the Royal Mail train that was robbed. And at that time, it was 2.6 million was stolen, which in today's money would be about 50 million. And it just captured the public imagination. And then the characters that were involved, some of them escaped, like Ronnie Biggs, climbed over the wall in Wandsworth and jumped into a pantechnicon and disappeared. Bruce Reynolds was on the run for a number of years, so was Charlie Wilson, and then he was shot dead. So there were all these different stories going on. There's also been films, Buster, with Phil Collins playing Buster Edwards, about it, and another film on the great train robbery. And I think people will also say, remember, Jack Mills got injured. He was the train driver who got injured during it. But compared to many of the robberies and many of the crimes since, it was kind of almost like an old-fashioned type of crime. And I think that's why it still lives on in the public imagination today.
Duncan, many thanks.